The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
Welcome to Misfits Making It. We have our special Misfit Melodrama episode. And today is bonus, because we are going to Boca Raton, Florida, Sad Man Comedy Cafe with the Misfit Variety Show, March 3rd. Super exciting. And we have today performers from that show, the great Diane George.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Good. Tell everyone a little bit about your shtick down here in Florida.
My shtick down here in Florida. I'm loud. I'm Cuban. So rare in South Florida. So rare. Born and raised in Miami. So I do stand-up, improv, sketch, storytelling, immersive theater. I do a bunch of characters, too. One of the ones I do is based on Juan de Mercado, who is a famous Latino astrologer. I do a solo show called Solovela, which is a one-person telenovela. So I do a lot.
Yeah.
And I have a day job, too. But whatever. We won't talk about
that. You got it. And you also have we both have in common that our dads look like Danny DeVito.
Yes, both of our dads look like Danny DeVito.
They need to meet one day.
Yeah, I call my dad Tanny DeVito because he's like a tan version of Danny DeVito.
I love it. Love it. Well, let's jump into this. So what we do in Misfit Melodrama episodes is we have audience submitted stories and we'll riff on them. And everyone, as always, the joke is more on us, And yes. I was going to do this. Yes, on us. And I have a soundboard here for our pleasure. So we're going to have a lot of fun. There won't be any of these. Yeah. There'll be this. There will just be these.
Yes. Yes, all of that.
All right. So I am going to bring to the fore Carmela Ravoli. So here is do I have any claps? No, I don't have, for all the sounds I have, I don't have claps, but we'll just do fairy dust. Yeah. We'll just bring Carmela Ravoli.
Beautiful. Yeah. Carmela Ravoli.
For it today. Special. That's how special you are, Diane. You're getting the wig.
Oh, damn. I have wigs. They should have told me. I brought one.
It's okay, Diane. We don't have to get fancy. We just want you. It's all good. Okay, I have to hold the microphone, they tell me. Okay.
Yeah, hold the microphone. Okay, yeah.
I'm in Boca. Finally, they have a show where I am. I'm so excited. She always makes it comes up to New York for her things or whatever.
Now it's good. She's local. It's great.
Now it's great. So now it's good. So let's hear some of these stories. Oh, goodness gracious. So this is all on plans and we're just gonna figure out how fucked up we are in comparison. Okay.
Very good.
Okay. So my grandmother, every single show, I got to tell you, every single show, there's a grandmother passed out and this submission is like no other, like none. Oh, like always. That's what I mean. Like always.
Like always.
Yeah. Like always. Grandmother passed out. And all the cousins got together drunk, sang karaoke, and celebrated her life. It brought us all together for once.
Oh, dang.
So the grandmothers passed out, and then the party continues.
Yeah, they just started doing karaoke around while grandma was passed out. No, hold on. Passed out or passed away? She was just sleeping, not like the eternal sleep.
Yeah, right? I think it's just the sleeping because she's drunk. That's
okay. I just wanted to clarify because you know when you get into grandma level, you know sometimes you gotta check the breathing.
You never know these sick fucks. They come to the show. You never know what they're gonna put in there. So yeah, good question. So I say sick fucks with all the love that there is.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
So they sang karaoke and celebrated her life. Well, you know what? They seem very festive, these people.
Yeah. You know, I wish when I passed out, people sang karaoke.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Do you have a lot of crazy parties in your family?
Yeah. I mean, growing up Cuban, there was always parties growing up. The thing is with Latinos too, we'll bring our kids to the party and they'll fall asleep. They're like, Mom, I'm tired. They're like, just 5 more minutes, but that's a Latino 5 minutes. So it's like an hour or two after. And I can't tell you how many couches I've fallen asleep on, like with salsa in the background. So I can sleep through anything.
Yeah, the Italians, we tell the kids to go by where the coats are, and the go by the sleep in the coats, and then we can't find them sometimes because they get lost in the coats. The other coats are piled up.
Usually down here in Miami, we don't have a whole lot of coats because it's hot.
Yeah, so you have nothing of that.
You pass out on someone's couch, or like all the kids would be sleeping in like the same bedroom, and then like little by little, the parents will come and wake them up, you know?
There you go. So what time do they go, the parties go to in the morning?
Sometimes to like, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
Wow. And you said salsa, so that they were dancing? People were dancing?
Yeah, salsa, merengue, you know? Just not loud. Bad. Loud music. No, not usually a DJ. Usually DJ. A DJ.
I got to get myself invited to a Cuban family party. This sounds fun.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like now it's like playlists or whatever. You just play off your phone, connect to a Bluetooth and be done with it. But yeah.
We can get a cousin who wants to be a DJ. Get him to do it or something. Ooh. That's so fun. Italians, we just get together. We scream. That's the music. Is the screaming over each other. There's that.
Oh, we also scream, but that's just talking.
Yes, scream talk.
It's scream talk. It's just talking. I can't tell you how many times I've woken up like in the morning. I'm like, why are you guys fighting? And they're like, we're just talking.
That's
natural volume.
When you go outside and you hear a family party inside, it feels like some very bad thing is happening. You're like, no, they're just catching up.
Just having spirited conversation. That's all.
Yeah. That's basically, you know, I think it's interesting down here in South Florida, people don't really know Italians too much. Like some people do. I think it might be because Italians just blend into Latinos because there's so much similarity.
Yeah. There's so much, this like the food culture, the loudness, just, you know, I mean, the food's different, obviously, but delicious all the same.
Yeah, it's all good all around. But we like to eat it, and we make sure people eat it who come to our doors. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if this happens with Italians, but at least, like, Latinos, we walk in, and they'll, like, comment immediately on how skinny or fat you look, and regardless, will offer you food.
Of course.
Like, they'll be like, oh, my God, you look so fat. And then, like, 5 minutes later, if, like, you had a small plate of food, no, there's so much food. Why you don't eat my food? I'm like, you literally just fat shamed me 5 minutes ago, Grandma. Like,
people be like, oh, so you feeling okay? You doing okay? Really? You doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Have some lasagna. Okay.
Exactly. Like, oh, are you sad? You just need to eat.
Yeah. Eating does heal a lot of wounds, I will say.
It does. It sure does. It might create some new ones too, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Just have a drink and forget about it.
Exactly.
So, well, what are the drinks you have at family parties? What's your drinks? What do you?
I mean, we usually, you know, people who bring, like, you know, they'll bring some beers, they'll bring whatever bottle, whatever they're drinking. The fun thing about like Latino parties, when you like invite other Latinos, they bring all their liquors from all their countries. Like Colombians will bring like aguardiente, just kind of like a licorice-y. Liquor, you know, Cubans, the rum, obviously. People will just bring, you know, a lot of people will bring like scotch, every different, like, you know.
Okay. Every different things.
People like different things, yeah. You know, some mixers maybe.
We do Sambuca, which I think, sangria, not bad. We make sangria, but I'm sure it's totally bastardized, ridiculous, gringo sangria.
Oh, no, I mean, it's not like we have like the official International Association of Sangria Makers in the party. Like, I mean, it goes down here. It all goes down. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
We'll drink it.
We have limoncello. We do limoncello shots too. But sometimes everyone's trying to make it now. Everyone wants to make their own limoncello. And forget about it. It makes me want to puke. I'm like, it's like rubbing alcohol with a little lemon in it. Do something better.
No. Do something better.
He's got to get better. But we do the Sambuca. You put it in an espresso. That's a tip for you. The Sambuca.
Ooh,
and espresso.
Yeah, nice.
It makes it good. Nice. My brother has this thing he brought home from Italy. It's Sambuca.
Yeah.
What is the monks did it. Give it to the monks. They found this herb.
Monks?
in the whatever the garden by them. And the herb has the same components as codeine. Goes down real nice.
Oh, nice.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I want some of that.
Yes, I have some in my house. Come over to my house, Diane.
I'm gonna come over, yes. You let me know. I'm there.
Oh, this is something I think we're gonna have another common cultural commonality. My mother reading my email secretly. This is so Italian.
Oh,
I hear it's very Latino, people tell me.
Yes, okay. It is.
And she found out, the mother secretly reading my emails, and found out I have a relationship with a woman. And she's a woman, so she's found that she's a lesbian, a lesbian.
Oh, lesbiana, love. Okay. Yes.
All right, so Cubans, you guys read emails? You crack in?
Here's the thing. Like, luckily my parents are old enough where they can't get into their own emails, like, let alone mine. But I'm sure if I left my phone, like, you know, facing up, they'll be like, I'm certainly I'm very naturally curious. Basically, I'm trying to say I'm nosy as fuck. I have to fight the urge, though. I identify as pansexual. So, like, there was a point in time where I had, like, a lot of women coming to pick me up. But it was just, like, one woman, you know? So my husband's, my dad, you know, it's like my late 20s, my dad's like, are these... You know, and some of them look, you know, butchier, right? And my dad's like, are you a gay? And I'm like,
Are you a gay?
And I'm like, no, dad. And he's like, are you a Leslie Bean? I go, a Leslie Bean? He was trying to say lesbiana, but I guess he had a coworker named Leslie who happened to be a lesbian. So they called her Leslie Bean, like lesbian. Like whatever.
I love it.
So he thought legitimately that lesbian, and like the English word for lesbian was Leslie Bean. So he's like, are you a Leslie Bean? I'm like, no, dad.
You know? Your dad is hysterical.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, dad, I'm pansexual. He's like, pansexual? Ah, okay. That is why you're fat, because you can't stop eating the bread, because pan in Spanish is bread.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. So you just thought I wanted to have sex with bread.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's a conversation. Be like, well.
That's a conversation. I'm like, no, I like people. I like, things with, you know, people, you know.
Yeah, I support that. I think that's great. I go hang out. I'm a full order deal. I go down to hang out with my gay nephew and we sit there and I go to all the gay parties and they do things.
Nice.
And I think it's great. It's fun. They're crazy. They're all half naked running around.
Oh, it's so hot too. A lot of them.
It's so hot.
Like so in shape and so.
Oh, hot like that. I turned that off in 1997. But yeah, I appreciate.
Yeah, you admire from afar.
I admire from the far, and they think it's funny when I touch their pecs. And then, you know, I got to tell you, it gets turned on a little. So, you know.
You turn them? No?
Do I turn them? Well, it turns me on a little bit. It turned me a little bit. So,
It turns something.
It turns something. It's not bad. It's not bad. But Italians are so like this. Someone was telling me, you know, when it's different. Like this, my friend had a family.
Yeah.
So she basically stopped talking to her family because her family was crazy. I know, which is crazy because you can't really do that Italians. Well, for a bit, like my nephew stopped trying to not call everyone back in my family.
Yeah.
Didn't work. His dad went to the found him, like somehow tracked his phone, ended up and he was like, what's wrong? And then they talked about it or whatever. So, you know, we track down people, but like, the thing she wrote a letter and stuff, like several letters. And that was so, and they kept trying. They keep trying. They're like sending spies and shit.
Oh,
I'm like, this is so not Italians. Because Italians, we'd be like, oh, go on Facebook. I'm never talking to my daughter again. Don't mention my daughter to me. So Cubans, what would you guys do in that situation?
I mean,
I
know, I love that I'm representing all Cubans. I will tell you this, like, you know, I've heard stories of like people not talking to their families for one reason or another. And like, you know, when I tell my Cuban family, like, oh no, don't you even think about it. Don't you even think about it. But there are some stories where, you know, for one reason or another, usually because of some sort of intolerance, right? in terms of like, oh, not accepting someone's lifestyle or whatnot. They'll just stop talking to people. But yeah, it's not a common thing. Like, you know, it's like, we mean to stop talking to us. No, let's, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's family members that I could have easily stopped talking to, but I still talk to them.
Really? What made you talk? What?
No, I still talk to them. Like, I just, you know, like at the end of the day, I think about like, okay, if this person died and I hadn't talked to them before they died, would I feel like shit? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'd feel like shit.
That's
so
true.
So I'm like, you know what? Let's work it out. I mean, sometimes it's good to have a little space, but you know, Cubans in space, and that's not another. We don't believe in giving space.
So the trick I had was I moved to Boca. So now I'm like, I can't make it up to the party. Sorry.
Oh no,
that's a trick. Yeah. So you don't.
Well,
you keep
I live
in
a
touch.
Whole county over from my dad, so that's the same thing. He's like, oh, you don't visit. I'm like, I live so far. Oh no. Yeah.
Yeah, it's helpful. Sometimes you just need some distant absence makes the heart grow fonder, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It helps with the crazy families. And also, you know, the reason I continue to talk to my family, you know, I love them too, first of all.
Yeah.
There's no big rift except they piss me off a lot. That they're my entertainment.
Yes.
I think, what crazy thing is my nephew going to do now? Is my great niece going to do this one? I think it's hysterical. I want to see all the drama. I get to laugh at it. What would I be without it?
Yeah. It's so good.
It's so good. It's like when you have a huge family. Yeah. What were you going to say?
No. I'm saying like you have a huge family and then like not even, you know, like you get to see their decisions. You're like, ooh, at least that's not me, you know? It's like a nice, it's like a telenovela, but like I didn't have to pay a streaming service to watch. It's a free entertainment. Yes.
You know what's interesting? Yes. Yeah. Like, go ahead. we do this with the people write in their family stories and stuff. People really feel only comfortable talking about it because it's anonymous.
But yeah.
I find people keep these secrets on the daily. So this story's walking around all day, all night. When you're family, you get the inside. You get all the juicy gossip.
You get all the angles too. And sometimes you're an eyewitness. You know, like you were there. What gets me though is that they try to wrap you up in it. And they're like, oh, that happened. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Diane? I'm like, I just want to be a spectator. Don't involve me.
Right. And then they get mad. Sometimes they get, my sister gets mad at me. You didn't intervene. I don't want to be part of your thing.
Yeah. That's your beef. That's your shit.
It's
don't
crazy.
Get me in that.
Yeah don't get me in that. Just call me and tell me what happened because I want to hear it. That's all.
Yeah. I want to watch the drama. I don't want to be the drama.
This needs to be on a t-shirt somewhere.
Yep. Watch the drama. Don't be the drama.
Maybe for your telenovela show.
Yeah. Watch the drama. Don't be the drama. I love it.
It's
you should be my manager. Shit.
Right now. We're here. We're doing it. Let's do it. We have it right here.
I love it. Yes, we did it.
We did it. We have new merch. It's all available and all the things.
New merch. Yeah.
The new merch. It's happening. It's happening.
It's happening. Well, it's happening.
Diane, the show's coming March 3rd. It's happening. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to be there doing, I do this at the show. People submit stories and we do it live.
Nice.
And then you're going to do some characters.
Yeah, I am.
So exciting. So tell everyone where they can find more about you.
I'm on all social media platforms at Diane Is Loud. You can go to dianejorge.com and that has all my ticket links, including the Misfits Variety Show.
Excellent.
And then, doing shows all the time. I'm going to be in Orlando, I think, in 2 weeks. For an improv festival doing my solo telenovela show. So, I'm doing stuff all the time.
So, to be clear, it's not pronounced George, as Lauren said it. Jorge.
It's okay. It's Jorge, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a gringo mistake. So embarrassing.
No, it's okay. It's like, you know, when people do, like, I want some chips and salsa. Especially if it's, like, Latinos are like, oh, I want chips and salsa. I'm like, bitch, you know it's salsa. I just, come on.
Well, this time, never knew.
It's salsa. Yeah.
Salsa.
But, you know, everyone's so used to sing salsa. I'm like, all right, fine. But, like, right. If I'm going to say, I'm going to be like chips and salsa. Like,
all right. So exciting. Okay. Well, so good to see. Lauren's not going to come back on. That's fine.
Oh, she's
good.
Not?
She's,
okay,
she's eating dinner. That's fine.
I'll see her soon.
We'll see you soon. Thank you so much for being Diane Jorge. Oh, my God. She's so amazing. She's in the other room.
No worries.
Diane Jorge. Okay. We're so excited. That's J-O-R-G-E for those other gringos on the line who have no idea.
Yes. J-O-R-G-E. Let's go. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll
see
you soon.
Thank you for having me. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.